The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. A cafe in Cambodia is offering its customers a different experience for their morning coffee routine. At the Reptile Cafe in Phnom Penh, you can drink your morning latte while stroking an albino python, an orange corn snake, or a scaly bearded iguana. Chiarati is the owner at the Reptile Cafe.
My idea was to open a small cafe and put these animals on display. So when the customers come to have coffee, they can see these reptiles bit by bit. I believe day by day, they will love them like I do.
Most of cafe owner Chiarati's animals are imported from Thailand. Customers can see the animals for free, and the coffee costs about a dollar. Taking its cue from the already popular cat cafe in the Cambodian capital, the Reptile Cafe attracts animal lovers and curious novelty seekers. While business is slow for now due to common fears of snakes and reptiles, Chiarati has no intention of slowing down. In Hua Phan province in Laos, the United Nations Office on Drug and Crime is helping to convert 10 former opium-growing villages into a network of coffee-cultivating farms. The aim is to establish a luxury Arabica coffee brand that can reach wealthy markets from the U.S. to Korea to Japan. The indigenous Hmong people of China have grown and smoked opium as a medicine and for recreation for generations. Wedged between five countries, Laos has played a starring role in the opium trade for decades. In 2006, the communist regime outlawed the crop, but hill tribes continue to cultivate it for themselves and for international trade. Now the UNODC is trying to give these farmers a way out. Erlan Falk is a program manager at the UNODC.
We are working with them on introducing high-value cash crops on the one hand. On the other hand, helping them connect to markets on their own terms. Right now, they are dependent on traders coming to the villages, dictating prices.
Huge challenges remain. The cycle of opium addiction continues. Poverty is rampant, and the drug gangs have plenty of resources. But the UNODC hopes the vision of a more sustainable future, both for the environment and for villagers' health, will be enough to lure farmers away from the opium crop. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.